Spellcaster Media presents.
Greetings and welcome to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of theme parks, films, and beyond. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. And it is now time for my favorite time of year. That's right, creepy days are upon us. What are creepy days? It's special episodes where we review the best Halloween attractions in Southern California, Orlando, and beyond. You know, to check out videos, photos, show notes, and links to all of our social media and everything we talk about in this episode, just go to creepykingdom.com. And Creepy Days 2017 is brought to you by the Creepy Kingdom Patreon page. If you would like to help support Creepy Kingdom and have access to exclusive bonus footage and much more, go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. Coming up in this Creepy Day episode, we are coming to you live from the opening night of Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood. What's up? It's James. I'm here with Shannon McGrew from NightmarishConjurings.com.
Yo, yo, yo!
And we are coming to you live from the opening night of Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood. We're very excited. So we just got in line for the very first maze we'll be doing tonight, which is Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yes.
This is probably pretty high up there on the anticipated ones for me, so I'm really excited to get in there. So let's go through what we have coming up tonight. What are the mazes?
The mazes that we have, like James said, we're doing Ash vs. Evil Dead, then we're going to head on over to the one and only Jigsaw, and then we're going to head on over to Roanoke.
American Horror Story.
And then we're going to head on up, and we're going to hit up The Shining, which is my personal,
that's your most anticipated one.
Yeah, most anticipated one. And then Insidious, which I'm also very excited about. And then we're going to head our way all the way up, or head ourselves all the way up. I can't talk. To hit up the Blumhouse, House of Horrors, Titans of Terror, and the Titans of Terror Tram.
And the Titans of Terror that has Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface. And on the Titans of Terror Tram, those three guys plus Chucky. So we're in for
a hell of a night.
We're just getting started, even though I sound like I'm losing my voice already.
You haven't even started screaming yet. James hasn't even started yet.
I don't scream.
He screams.
I'm not a screamer, but we're stoked. I'm stoked. Ash vs. Evil Dead is about to go down. So check in afterwards. Alright, we just got out of Ash versus Evil Dead. What are your thoughts?
If we were gonna rate it, so five being the best, one being the worst, I would give it 3 out of 5. I thought there were some quality scares. The ending was awesome. I think there was lost opportunities in some of the transition scenes, but overall, I actually thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course, we're trying to give spoiler-free feedback on it.
I thought it was cool to be in the environments that we see from the show, and of course the Evil Dead movies going, you know. I thought it was kind of cool when we walked through vines.
Really? I thought that was...
Well, whenever you kind of have to go, when someone gets, you have to actually push it out of your way, it feels a lot more like interactive, and like you're a part of it.
All right.
Is that all your thoughts?
I mean, I liked it. I thought, you know, I liked that we... Well, we're doing spoiler free, so... I liked that there were different aspects from the show in the house. And we got to see a lot of deadites.
We did. We definitely did. And we got to see some scenes kind of played out in front of us from the show. Similarly to how they did American Horror Story. I don't know if they did it here in Hollywood, but in Orlando, they kind of acted out scenes with voiceover.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did it here as well. Because that's kind of what you want from a TV show house. Or, you want to see the scenes kind of acted out.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's just opening night stuff. I thought that was a real flow problem. Maybe it was...
There was, yes.
Because people were stopping to... stopping to watch the scenes play out.
Yes.
So.
Which I can understand that.
What?
I can understand that to a point. You want to see everything, you know? But it's tough because you got to still keep moving. You got to keep moving. You know, I've always said with Halloween Horror Nights, as much as I love what they do, they need to work on their pulsing. Meaning that they need to not let, it needs to not be a conga line. That way the majority of people can experience what's about to happen.
Well, what happened was that we kept getting...
Well, there was a backlog.
A backlog, and we saw the same scares happen.
Yeah.
At least twice.
Yeah.
But if you're giving it a 3 out of 5, I'll give it that as well. All right, so right now we're about to go into, what is this space called? Jigsaw, the games of Jigsaw?
Like the games of Jigsaw, the games of whatever. We all know what it is. It's Jigsaw.
And I've never been to a Saw house before. You have?
I have, and it was incredible.
All right, well, sounds like there's some incredible stuff happening by this... behind us. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. Alright, we just got out of the games of Jigsaw. Shannon already knows. It takes her like milliseconds to come up with her thoughts of houses. So we literally just walked out, so
I always go in with like a solid neutral like 3. Always. And you're either gonna go up or you're gonna go down. I thought it was 2.5. I mean, the pulsing was really bad.
Yeah, I kind of like, it's tough not to make that be part of our experience, but I'm going to try to not put that in my rating, because that's not what the house is.
It's not what the house is, but it's still an issue. Like, it's still something that needs to always be addressed.
Sure. But just go on with, share your thoughts. I mean, that's...
I liked the set design, and, you know, it wasn't as scary as I was hoping it would be, but I like seeing James scream, so that was always good.
It wasn't a real scream. It wasn't as scary. What do you mean? What does scary mean to you? What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Like, when we went through Ash, like, I never knew where anybody was coming from. And I think with Jigsaw, I don't know, it's tough because it's one person that way.
Huh? What, this?
This is American Horror Story.
Yeah, front of the line?
That way or to your left?
Front of the line?
Yeah, there's front of the line.
Okay. Well, one of the thoughts I thought about it would be before I went in there, the thing about Saw is that, you know, putting that into a Hollywood Horror Nights maze is that you're kind of watching things happen to other people. You know what I mean?
It's not...
You're And so it's not really the biggest jump scare kind of house. It's kind of about watching the traps happen to the other people.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, after, I'm not really a Saw fan. I like the first movie. I saw the second and third. And after the third, I tapped out. So,
I've seen them all.
So when did Jigsaw start wearing a pig mask? Because that was new to me. I didn't understand what was going on there.
I think that was in the second movie.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was early on.
So, yeah. But anyways, I thought a few of the scenes that we saw, I thought were pretty cool. I think we had this kind of same issue, is that people want to watch the scenes play out.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why the line kept getting backed up.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that they had a little little animatronic Jigsaw.
Yes, I thought that was adorable. It was adorable.
But I think I'm going to keep it a 3.
All right.
I'm going to keep it a 3. All right, so now
let's get ready for American Horror Story.
We're doing American Horror Story. It's Roanoke. Thank you. It's Roanoke here in Hollywood. This was the last season, which I watched maybe 4 episodes of. And I feel like I'm not really going to know what to expect in this house, like visually. Again, with the pig thing and the advertising, there's a guy with a pig mask on. So, did you remember that from Roanoke?
Nope.
So I'm not quite sure what to expect here. But when I went to Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights last year, the American Horror Story House was my favorite house, because the set design and the atmosphere was just next level incredible. So so what did you think of Hollywood's American Horror Story House last year?
It was pretty. Yeah.
Boom! Go ahead.
Thank you.
Come on, that was fat. We're about to go in, so cut it.
Get it right now. All right, we'll cut it. Or I'll keep it rolling. Yeah, I figured I'm not going to put the audio on for all of them, but I'll bring you through. You didn't answer my question.
What?
What did you think of American Horror Story in Hollywood last year?
Oh, I loved it.
How did it compare to Orlando's?
They were pretty much equal.
Really?
Yeah.
Same thing?
There was differences, but I don't know which one I liked more, because
I mean, that meant the quality was the same?
Yeah, the quality was the same.
Okay, so that leaves things pretty high for this Roanoke house we're about to go into. So this could be the hit of the show. We also have yet to do The Shining, which is the one you're most looking forward to. So, and we've heard good things about that one.
Yes.
So we'll see. All right, we just came out of American Horror Story, Roanoke. And I could just start off by saying that was a really fun, awesome house. Even though, hey, it's your buddy. That's on the podcast. Even though I was not familiar with where we were at all, that was incredible.
Yeah, that's
so over here. Come on.
3.5 or 4? I haven't decided.
I'm giving it a 4.
There was a
few areas that were okay, but so much of it was so well done. There were so many secret hiding places for the scare actors that I'm not going to reveal here. But it was, the environments were incredible.
Yes.
So one thing that wasn't in there, that was in the last one. It was they didn't have the familiar actors acting out the scenes. They kind of had them in voiceover going all around, which I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I think I'm going to give it a 4. What are your thoughts?
I'm stuck between a 3.5 and a 4. But I think I was more annoyed about the people in front, not in front of us, but in front of us, like the YouTube stars or whatever they were.
Why? What were they doing?
Well, with that bright-ass light.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yeah. So.
Oh, they were filming YouTube videos as they walked through there?
Okay.
So, but other than that, I would probably give it a 4.
Really? Yeah, no.
I would say the scares were good. The design was good. Yeah,
well, the design was really good. And then there was a really great scare with an actor on a stilt.
Yes. Even though I guess my brain stopped working for a second because I saw it happen before it happened. But I don't know. I guess my brain just stopped.
What do you mean your brain stopped working? What
like
happened?
It didn't remember that just happened. So.
Oh, you forgot is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, we're in the, you know, it actually, you jumped when it happened.
Yeah.
It actually got you.
I thought the design was great. I thought the scares were really good. I mean, I didn't watch all of Roanoke, but I will say going through that house made me want to watch Roanoke because now I'm very fascinated with what actually happened.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone watched the show, we only watched maybe like 4 episodes.
I mean, I was very familiar with the legend of Roanoke prior.
What is it?
You know, this whole town, Roanoke, just disappeared. Nobody ever knows where they went. It's a true story. But, you know, the story in and of itself is pretty creepy. I would definitely suggest anyone who likes, you know, mysteries to check that out, to research it. But definitely The Haunt made me want to watch the entire series. Now I want to know what just happened.
Yeah, definitely nothing that we saw was in the house, so we had no frame of reference. I mean, I knew there was there cannibal stuff going on there?
Yeah.
So I could pick up on that a little bit. It definitely was a lot of fun. I didn't, you know, have any YouTube stars ruining the experience for me.
That's why I was trying to slow down. But I thought that the pulsing was better this time.
Yeah, I didn't have an issue in there at all.
No.
I mean, there might have been, I think there was a few slowdowns, but nothing as bad as the first two houses that we went through.
No.
I felt like we were, I don't know how long we actually were, but I felt like we were standing for like 30 seconds to a minute in some of those other houses. And this one maybe like 5 seconds or something, so it wasn't really an issue.
All right, let's.
Alrighty.
Up we go.
Okay, we're back and we are in line now for The Shining.
Yes.
If you've never been to Universal Studios Hollywood, in general, it's kind of two levels that are nowhere near each other.
No.
For Hollywood Horror Nights, they actually have it in kind of 4 different areas, really.
Yeah, it's the back lot, then the lower lot, then the upper lot,
and then
the tram tour.
And the tram tour, yeah. So we decided it would be best if we went the furthest first, so that we just went to the back lot, I guess is what you call it. And now we've transported back to the lower lot. In this section, we have The Shining and Insidious. And it looks like we're about to enter a hedge maze right now. So this should be very interesting. I'm really curious to see how they pull this off.
I'm very excited. I'm very, 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 very excited.
She's very, 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 very excited. All right, so let's get ready to shine. All right. Just came out of the shitting. It's a Simpsons joke. And if you ever wanted to walk into The Shining, that's what was going on in this maze.
Look, I was really excited about this maze. And it may not be the scariest that we go through tonight, but it is probably one of the best that we've gone through. Cohesive. Awesome use of space, awesome design, you know, the use of different word I'm looking for. Just how it was seamless. It was just, it was a great, great house. I loved it. It is probably a 4.5 for me.
4.5, wow.
Yeah.
My initial thoughts are, like I said, it was definitely very well done and very enjoyable. Enjoyable. It sounds like such like I'm lying. Very enjoyable. it was a lot of fun. Like I said, you really feel like you're in a lot of the scenes. The small attention to details, the picture that's at the end of The Shining, you can walk by and look at those pictures.
Yeah.
That was very cool. When you go outside in the hedge maze, it gets cold, like, because it's a blizzard during the film. And those little touches I thought were excellent.
It's very interesting because my writer who just went through it absolutely hated it.
Hated it, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. One of my criticisms of it is I thought there was a little too many Jack Torrances in the house.
Yeah, there's definitely, but I mean, they had to use what they had to use.
Well, he was the only character that could come in and get you. And that was kind of what was going on in the Saw house. Was that Jigsaw with the pig mask? Is that what that's supposed to be?
I honestly can't remember.
Anyway, you keep kind of seeing the same guy. The logistics of that being possible kind of take you out of it.
Yeah, I mean,
because there was just Jacks coming at us like every few seconds.
Yeah.
So there was no real like suspense build up to the Jack. I will say that the scene in the bathroom with the old lady, that part of the maze, that's the only thing that really got me.
Yeah.
She definitely scared me on that one. I didn't see that one coming. I jumped up on that one.
Yeah.
So that was impressive. So that's my initial thoughts on The Shining. All right, so we're waiting for it to go inside of Insidious.
And a stretcher just came out.
That's how scary it is.
It's a little concerning.
So 2015 Hollywood Horror Nights. This was my favorite. They had Insidious then. Even though I'm not like super big fan of the films. Again, when you have an awesome set design, awesome environments, good pacing. I thought it was really cool last time, so I'm really curious to see what they're bringing to the table this time.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Insidious houses. I loved it when we were here 2 years ago. I loved it last year.
Last year? What? They had one last year?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's weird.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Okay.
I will double check.
Either way, you've liked them in the past.
Yes. I liked them on both coasts.
Do you think... So I'm curious to see if they up the ante. But apparently a big portion of the film is based on an upcoming film.
Yes, it's Insidious 4. I think it's called The Five Keys or something. Don't quote me on that. But I don't know how much they're going to show in this.
They call it a living trailer.
Yeah, the story follows Lin Shaye's character. Thank you.
All right. Isn't that what happened in the third movie?
No, this is her like backstory.
Oddly enough, this is the maze with the longest wait tonight. We're really surprised.
Yeah, I was actually shocked. I was not expecting.
We're thinking American Horror Story or Shining for sure to be the longest one.
Yeah.
Just got out of Insidious. It was very different from the last time we saw it. I thought it was fun. You didn't like it?
I thought that was hugely disappointing.
Well, we have some very differing opinions on this here. I thought that the end, for one, I had like zero frame of reference for what was going on. And I thought, and when we went to it last time, I kind of did have a frame of reference. I've seen Insidious 1 and 3. I haven't seen 2. So I don't know what was going on in that house at all, to be honest with you. But
we're with
Claire from Midsummer Scream. So what have you done so far tonight?
Let's see, we have done The Shining. We have done American Horror Story. Saw.
Whoa.
And what's the other maze on that side?
Ash. Yeah, so that's basically what we did. We went the furthest down and going that. But you guys are going and we're leaving.
We're heading up to Insidious. Good to see you.
Disappointed.
Oh no.
I liked it. So there's your split opinion. So what is it that you're disappointed about?
I did not like the design. I didn't think the scares were quality.
I thought what happened at the end, I don't want to ruin it as we're walking by around the end. I thought that was really cool. I thought that was the closest that I think scare actors have come to touching me in any Halloween Horror Nights maze. I'm not going to say what part it was, but I thought that was pretty cool. The way that it ended, I liked the little creepy doll, section. I liked it.
2 out of 5.
I'm coming in at about 3.5.
All right.
So that will conclude this area. But I realized one thing we didn't talk about was the first scare zone we encountered down in the back lot, which I don't know, it was some kind of devil thing. I don't know what it was, which the name of it was, but it was really cool.
Yeah, that scare zone was incredible. It's probably one of the best scare zones I've seen.
Yeah, they had they're acting out scenes. It kind of reminded me of Roanoke a little bit, actually, because it looked like it was in old times, and instead of cannibals, there were devils that were killing people.
And devil babies.
Yeah, there are lots of little devil babies. So that was a fun scare zone. We did walk through the trick-or-treat one quickly, but we were not really focused on it as we were trying to... It's not called trick-or-treat. I don't know what it's called. What was that's the Halloween scare zone?
I don't know.
Anyways... We are concluding this area of the park, the lower lot. We'll take the massive trek.
What was it?
I liked it, she didn't. Take it for what you will. What's up? We're heading up. And what are we doing when we get up here? Oh, we're getting a drink. All right, we just got done with the Terror Tramper, sitting outside of Lard Lad Donuts in Springfield, where they're playing a spooky version of the Simpsons theme to go along with Halloween Horror Nights that sometimes incorporates the Addams Family theme. But anyways, we did the Terror Tram, the Titans of Terror. And, well, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, okay, so James and I are probably going to have very different thoughts. Last year, they tried to incorporate why are you drinking my drink?
Oh, wrong drink.
Last year they tried to incorporate having a icon that was a clown.
It wasn't an IP, it was an original thing.
Yeah. And I'm just going to be honest, last year's Terror Tram was not really solid. If anything, it angered me because it was a disaster. This year was way better. They still have issues with bottlenecking. They still have issues with crowd control. I have yet to understand why they can't fix that. But regardless, I was actually really impressed, and I actually really enjoyed going through the Titans of Terror tram. I wouldn't say it was overly scary or anything, but I think they did a really good job using the space to their best advantage, especially the Jason Voorhees section.
Yeah, so it was interesting. So it was, you go and it's supposed to be Chucky, Jason, Freddy, and Leatherface.
You're like, and plus they have a house with Jason, Freddy, and Leatherface that we have yet to go to. So I don't know what the difference is or why they decided to go this route. But every time they have the Terror Tram, the tram basically takes you to an area that you just drive by during the regular day portion of the tram. And this area is, normally it's the Bates Motel, then you pass the Psycho House, then you go through the War of the Worlds set, which is a big plane crash set from the movie War of the Worlds that they have made into a permanent thing for the tram tour. So where I was kind of worried, I'm like, how are they going to incorporate all of those different things? You know, I guess no spoilers on how they actually did it, but I will say that the Jason Voorhees section was definitely the strongest area, and it actually felt like it was really Friday the 13th.
I have to say, for those of you who have never gone through the War of the Worlds section, it's really incredible, especially at night. It's just walking through that in and of itself is amazing. Had they not had the crowd issues and the bottlenecking in that section, it was like the perfect backdrop for Freddy Krueger. Like, perfect. Like, you know, it looks fiery and smoky and like all that jazz. But I think because there are so many issues with not getting the line to move fast enough, it was it would have been way more impactful had they been able to somehow control that, which I don't know if they'll ever figure out a way to do that, I will say from last year to this year there was a huge improvement.
Well, what was it called? What was it last year? It was, but it was about what was there? Was it just clowns popping up when you walked into those sets?
Yeah, it wasn't anything.
Like nothing really happened?
I don't really remember it too much, probably because I was just pissed because it was stupid and I didn't like it. But it wasn't cohesive, where I feel as though the Terror Tram this year, like, you know, you have Chucky is the one, quote unquote, driving the tram. So essentially you get off the tram, you know, you encounter your first horror icon. I will say with Leatherface, they use Leatherface, I thought, pretty well as like a transition piece into, like, you go through the Bates Motel area, which is like the first big, you know, area that you go through, and then you go through War of the Worlds, which is so I felt like using the Leatherface as kind of a transition into each one was really good.
Yeah, no, it was overall fun and I liked it. I just thought, like I said, I think the Friday the 13th section was the strongest.
Yeah.
By far. So, the Nightmare on Elm Street section, which they had in War of the Worlds, was, I know you said they had issues with the pacing, but I thought it was kind of a weird stretch. I mean, Freddy could basically be anywhere or anything. So, I thought maybe they could set that up a little more. But we'll see I think it's they do the Terror Tram as there's a light theme, but you get to walk through War of the Worlds. I think that's basically what it is. But that Friday the 13th section was, I mean, that was a maze upon itself.
Yeah, they really, you know, like I said, from last year to this year, it was a huge improvement. But that Friday the 13th section was, you know, the Jasons really interacted with you. The kills were really cool. Like, they did a really, really good job with that.
Except one, like, ran up to me real fast, and Jason doesn't move that fast.
True, and we did see a Jason fall, which was kind of funny.
Oh, I thought that was part of the...
No, he, like, legitimately fell.
Oh, he was coming out of the woods.
Yes.
And he tripped.
Yeah.
I literally thought, like, that was... You know, we've seen so many sliders.
Yeah.
I thought he, like, slid down the hill.
No, and he immediately got up and ran back into the woods.
Yeah, Jason wouldn't have done that either. All right, we're sitting waiting to watch the Jabberwockies, which
I'm not super into watching people dance, but Shannon wanted to go do this.
It's like, effing love it. What? It's really cool.
It is cooler than most dancing.
Their whole persona is just, it's really cool. I love it. I just think it's great.
So this is the third year they're here?
They've been here, but ever since we've been going,
I believe that was the first year, 2015. Were they here last year?
Yes.
So there's definitely cool things about what they do. I'm not saying that it's not interesting, but I'm just not usually the kind of person that watches people dance. But
I love it. I just think it's cool. I like their style. I love that they wear those masks. I've always loved it.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing here. I think a lot of people even go to Halloween Horror Nights, like, just for this.
I mean, if you're just sitting here right now, the place is packed. It's packed.
So, yeah, we'll, we'll see if this year's show blows me away.
I guess we'll see.
Although I'll say, when we were in Orlando last year for Halloween Horror Nights, they had the Academy of Villains, which they weren't able to do their full show on their stage
because of
the hurricane last year. But they just kind of danced on the street. And I was actually pretty impressed with their street performance. But I've seen Academy of Villains on America's Got Talent before, and they kind of do a lot of crazy stuff with lights and puppetry. So hopefully I'll catch them in Orlando. I can't. No promises on that, because we have a lot to try to do in one night when we go. But anyways, we're not there now, but we're here watching Jack Williams. I probably would have skipped this, but Shannon wanted to do it, so.
And I'm the princess, and I get what I want.
I guess, so.
Trilogy of Terror.
Wow. Good times. Anyways, I got distracted by the picture of Jennifer Tilly. Jennifer Tilly is on the premises. She was on the red carpet, but we had to leave. We didn't get to talk to her. And that would be such a huge life goal for me, just to have a conversation with Jennifer Tilly, but it didn't happen today, so I better keep going. I better keep living.
I mean, who knows? I will be doing press for the new Chucky movie, so you never know.
What is it? So how am I going to talk to her if you're interviewing?
Maybe you'll just have to be available to interview her if the opportunity arises.
I will do that.
I know you will.
I have some questions. I feel like this is not going to make the show. It's got nothing to do with anything. Oh. All right, Jabberwockies. All right. Well, we watched the Jabberwocky show, but really...
Where's your drink?
It's in my backpack.
Okay, sorry.
I'm really going to talk about that. We just got out of the Blumhouse of Horrors, whatever it's called. It's a mashup. It had Purge... Anarchy or Election or whatever, Happy Death Day and Sinister, and that was my favorite house so far tonight. We have one more house to go, but that was very good for someone that doesn't really care that much about the intellectual properties. I mean, The Purge, I think, really works in Halloween Horror Nights. I love it as a scare zone. I really enjoyed, it was cool, it was outside, so they were able to use chainsaws, and I thought the set design and everything in there was great, and the performers and the costumes. I haven't seen the latest Purge film, so I don't know what they look like in there, but I thought it was great. And then the way that the transition between the three different movies, now Happy Death Day hasn't come out yet, we've only seen the trailers. So I thought they did a good job of capturing the moments from the trailers. And it was cool because they actually made it look like you were walking into a movie theater to go see Happy Death Day. And then, you actually went walked into the movie. I thought that was very clever since the movie's coming out. And
lastly, the last one was Sinister. I've never seen Sinister, so I had no idea what was going on. But the transition was great. It totally set the tone, and everything about it was really cool. Like, I really enjoyed it. In fact, I would even do it again. Like, that was by far my favorite of the night. I'm gonna give it 4.5. I really enjoyed myself in there. So now I rambled on forever. Also, we're on a sugar high right now. So,
I really loved it. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's up there. It's in my top three. I thought it was great. I mean, I'm notorious for not being a huge Purge fan. I'm kind of all purged out. But I was digging what they had. I liked what they did. You know, the thing about Happy Death Day, we don't really know much about it except for that the main character gets murdered over and over and over over again the same day, like Groundhog's Day, only with a killer. But man, I love the killer mask, the baby mask.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm a huge fan of Sinister. The first one, not the second one. Don't get it mixed up. The first Sinister is such a good movie. And I think they really captured that, like, underlying, like, feeling of discomfort. I wasn't necessarily scared, but I really loved all of what happened there. I don't think there was a moment where I felt bored. So I'd probably give it a 4, 4.5, somewhere around there.
It's great. It actually made me want to watch Sinister.
Like, oh, Sinister's so good.
So, I mean, I was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I would watch it anyways, but I just...
So good.
I know, you like it a lot, but we don't always like the same movies. But so I was just like, yeah, I'll check it out. I wanted to try to check it out before coming tonight, but that didn't happen.
There wasn't a lot in this that really, you know, I mean, yes, there. If you haven't seen the Sinister movie, there definitely is a spoiler, but, I mean, you're not going to remember that.
I'm not going to comprehend what I just saw. I had no context.
Yeah, no. but they did a great job of it. They really captured that feeling of dread.
Right on. So, we have one more Halloween Horror Nights maze to do, but we're actually about to do The Walking Dead, which is a permanent attraction that opened up here about a year ago. I haven't experienced it yet. You experienced it last Halloween Horror Nights. So, you know, what the hey? I currently don't have an annual pass, so this is my shot here to do it, because this attraction is not anywhere else in the world, and in the world, I guess, probably not. And I don't. There was some rumors it was coming to Orlando, but those rumors have been squashed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, Terminator 2 is closing. But I've heard like two other very strong rumors about what's replacing it, and none of them are The Walking Dead. So.
Well, off the record, can you tell me that?
I'm trying to think what the second one was.
All I've heard is that it's a show.
Yeah, I've heard. I can say it on the record. I heard it on a podcast. It's not like. I forget what the second rumor I heard was. I really don't remember. But the first one was a How to Train Your Dragon show.
Interesting.
But I can't remember what the second one was right now. So, whatever. Anyways, we're not at Universal Orlando. We're at Universal Hollywood. We're gonna do Walking Dead. Then close out the night with the Titans of Terror House, not to be confused with the Titans of Terror Tram Tour. So, let's do it. All right, we just did the Walking Dead attraction, and we're sitting in, do you remember the name of this scare zone? It was something to do with Halloween. I don't think it's called Trick or Treat, but it's kind of like a Halloween Trick or Treat thing. Anyways, that was my first time going through the attraction. You had done it before. First thing I have to say, what is the... Oh, actually, you don't know. I wonder if the experience is intensified.
I don't know.
During Halloween Horror Nights.
I've heard that it is intensified during Halloween Horror Nights.
I kind of figured, because this is a haunt, sort of, that's open year-round. And there was a few moments that I kind of felt like that day guest would not deal really well with.
I don't know if they have the live actors during the...
There's some actors in there. You think they have no actors during the day?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's all speculation. We don't know what the hell we're talking about. There's chainsaws everywhere. But that being said, my thoughts on it were it was kind of cool to see a set that is definitely feels more permanent, that feels more lived in. When you go through other Walking Dead houses in the past, they're really good, but this actually feels like a more lived-in space.
When I went to it last year for the first... That is awesome. Sorry.
Explain what you think is awesome.
It was like this guy that looks like he's Nosferatu. And it was really awesome, and I really liked it. And I like this little pumpkin guy. Hey, little pumpkin guy. How are you? Oh, Nosferatu is... We're just chilling. We're sitting here at Starbucks.
They're creeping all around us.
And Nosferatu just scared someone, so that was great. I went to The Walking Dead for the first time last year, and you know, I didn't know what to expect. I went in by myself, and having gone to so, I love that little guy. Having gone through 8 billion Walking Dead mazes, I think that this permanent walkthrough is like the best that they could have done. So that time we went 2 years ago, that was pretty epic.
That was Hollywood 2015. It was basically Terminus. And then they had the scene where with the revolving door from the show, where the guy, someone gets killed there, I don't remember. But it was a pretty awesome reenactment of that scene. I thought it was good for that. They had a lot of actors in there, a lot of walkers trying to grab at you, and that's why I felt like that might be a little bit too much for day guests wandering in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is during the day. I really feel like there's not actors.
There has to be some actors.
You don't have to. They have so many animatronics. They don't have to have actors.
I don't know, but they hired actors.
They hired actors for Halloween Horror Nights.
I guess. Maybe somebody knows that's listening.
If you know, let us know.
Is the attraction the same during Halloween Horror Nights than it is during the day? Let us know. But anyways, I walked out and I was like, oh, that was cute. I mean, you know, it's not very long. Like, if I would have waited like a long time to be there, you know, I would have been like, I don't know about that one. But
I mean, it's good to go through if you have the time. You know, it's not, I think it's, you know, it's definitely for those diehard fans. I give credit to Universal for having it all year round.
Yeah, and having it open during the day, just not too far away from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yep.
But there's lots of warnings about it in there, so. All right. Titans of Terror.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's time. We just got out of Titans of Terror. The maze, not the terror tram, to be specific for the millionth time. And we got Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface in there. I think this was the sleeper hit. This was one of the houses that I was kind of like, whatever about.
Yeah.
And this was like, this is what Halloween Horror Nights is about. I mean, the immersiveness in this area was...
Yes.
We were just talking about Walking Dead. We're like, oh, it seems like it's permanent. It should be... Like, that seems like it's permanent. It's not even inside anything. It's like... It's in the queue for the Waterworld show. It's not even in a building. It's like in a tent. You know? And it was... It was really good. I really enjoyed it. The first room. You go in there and it's like... What?
I have a picture of it.
it's kind of like, I don't know what was on the TV, but it seemed really cool. It's like someone's bedroom, and the room is just this mashup of like a kid's room that loves Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface. Like, it's, I mean, it's totally incredible. The picture here, the kid's in bed, he's got Freddy blanket on his bed, wearing a Jason mask. He's got,
yeah, I mean, the whole thing, like, even going in, like, I'll be honest, I was not excited about this house. I didn't care. I even had said to James, like, if we have to skip a house, like, let's skip the Titans one. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was, I really liked it. I really liked it. I'm still a little over the whole horror icon thing, but, like,
well,
that was a really well-done house.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really over it, because I haven't really experienced too many of those type of houses. You know, I grew up loving Nightmare on Elm Street. That was the first time I got to go through a Nightmare on Elm Street maze. So there was a lot of, it was a cool little thing. The transition between the houses were, the sections were great.
Yeah.
My thoughts would go through the Nightmare on Elm Street one. I'm like, man, that was so good. What happened on the, they had all this missing children on the wall, and then it flashed and it showed like skulls over it. Like, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Freddy got his claws in my face very few times.
Yes, he did.
And then the Jason part, Jason didn't really get me, but there was so much. You really felt like you were going to the woods. Let me skip this part. But and then going to the Texas Chainsaw Leatherface part, like as soon as I enter it, as soon as I walked into that room, Leatherface pops out. There was a chainsaw right in my face.
That was incredible.
I actually ducked, and he lowered the chainsaw to go with my ducking to insinuate if I hadn't ducked that there would have been contact. And I felt I had to duck a few times in there. Like, it was, I was like bopping and weaving all over the place. The scene with the grandpa and Bill Moseley was recreated. That was great.
Bill Moseley.
Huh?
Chop Top.
I don't play by Bill Moseley.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
I didn't say play by.
Sorry.
I just called him Bill Moseley.
Oh.
It was. Last year, Hollywood Horror Nights in Orlando, I went to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house, and I felt like that house really felt like you were walking through the movie. This didn't necessarily feel like that, even though it had a few recreations.
Yeah.
But it was just like a feeling of it. It wasn't like the actual recreation of the first movie.
No.
But it still was very effective.
Yes.
In its layout. There's a pumpkin guy with a chainsaw feet away. Very humorous shenanigans. Anyways, very pleasantly surprised. I mean, I didn't think it was going to suck, but after going to the Terror Tram, they're just kind of like, I'm like, all right. Like, we already kind of went through these characters.
Right.
What else do you got? And what was cool is that you got something, you got something totally different. You know, I mean, completely different. And with particularly Jason got, the Jason stuff was mostly outside in like sewers. It actually smelled rusty and
that was
gross
Freddy.
In there. Was that Freddy?
That was the sewer? In the boiler room.
No, the Jason part smelled too.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we went through like a sewer or something. It was,
yeah.
I don't remember that part from Friday 13th, but anyways. As opposed to the camp massacre that we were experiencing on the Terror Tram. Terror Tram. Can't talk. Man, this music is so loud here. Anyways, all right, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna give it a four. I don't know if I'm gonna get 4.5 or four. I'm not sure. But I was it on the same level as Blumhouse? I'm not sure. What do you think? Who do you give the edge to?
Blumhouse.
And what is that?
I just think they did a great job. I just really like the Blumhouse house. It was seamless.
Well, that we're talking about two mashup houses too, going neck and neck here.
Yeah. And just on a personal level, I like the Blumhouse better.
I think I did too.
It was more fresh when you've done so many icons, and I get it. The Blumhouse taking away the fact that they had The Purge, they had Happy Death Day and Sinister, which both had never been in a haunt before. And I just think that they were done fantastic.
All right, so you're giving it the edge because they're new characters? Is that what you're saying? Or new?
Yeah, I just thought it was better overall.
Okay, that's part of it too. I have to agree too. I'm going to give Titans of Terror Maze a 4 out of 5, even though I really liked it. It's just not quite at a 4.5. So nothing was a 5 for 5 for me. Was anything a 5 for 5 for you?
No. But it's also really hard for me to do a 5.
But yeah, the Blumhouse house, like, that's the winner for us together. And we have different tastes. Most of the time they align. Every once in a while they don't. We had very different opinions of Insidious. But the Blumhouse house, it's the winner tonight.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what Orlando brings to the table with their Blumhouse house. What is it called? Blumhouse, the House of Horrors?
Yeah.
It should have been called Blumhouse of Horrors. No, it should have been called Blumhouse of Horrors. And actually, I saw something that it was originally called that. I saw some like signage or something that it was originally called Blumhouse of Horrors. But now it's called something else. Whatever. All right, we are going to check out some merch, try to get a little bit something to eat, and head on out of here. We have gone hard, and we have accomplished Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood 2017.
Yes, we have.
So I believe that this is it, signing off. What are your thoughts overall of the event?
I thought it was good. I mean, I would have liked to have been scared more. I think I was scared the most in Ash vs. Evil Dead. But overall, I thought it was a lot of fun.
When you say, what do you mean by scared?
Oh my God, babe, I'm getting tired.
No, but you had to specify what you're talking about. Either talking about jump scares or just being, okay, I just want you to clarify.
Scared.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I don't get scared in. I get startled. I just want to know what you're talking about. very fun. All right. We're signing off here. Hollywood Horror Nights 2017.